Blog Talk Radio.
No, 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 no.
Is there anything that he can't do?
No, 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 no.
Welcome to Transparency in Christ, where we talk about marriage and how to do things according to the Word of God. My name is Kalisha Miller. Excited to be joining you this evening for something a little bit different. Sometimes when we're going through trials and tribulations in our marriage or just everyday life, so often we need to become bogged down with just dealing with things in our marriages, with our children, with families, friends, work, home, so much to balance in each and every day. And it's important that we get into the presence of God and seek His face for direction. And not only for that, but to thank Him for those things that He's done in the past and just to praise Him and worship Him because of who He is. He is God. Well, I hope that you're encouraged tonight. Tonight we're doing a little bit different for those that may be struggling out there, just for those that need just a place of peace, just a place where they need to sit and just thank God for what He's done and rejoice in those things. The Word of God tells us that we should enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts in praise. What better time to do that than at the end of a work week, at the end of a day, to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me to this point. And what better way just to worship Him, just to thank Him for what He's done, just to sit at His feet and say, I sit here, Lord, in Your presence just because of who You are, Father. I give You glory and I give You honor. What an awesome privilege that is. So tonight, my hope is that those of you will be encouraged, will rejoice at home, wherever you may be, at your computer, listening in to those to the music that I'm going to play, and be encouraged. And be encouraged, and also, hopefully, it'll usher you into the presence of our Almighty God. With that being said, again, I want to thank you for listening in tonight, and I'm going to take us to our music right away. First song that we're listening to, and I won't pop back in until the end of the hour. If you have any questions about what song can be playing, you can always reach out to me via the chat window on blogtalkradio.com. And I have a chat window open. If you'd like to know what the name of the song is, by all means, I can let you know. But hopefully, just enjoy the flow. With that being said, first song that I'm going to play is I Am Not Forgotten by Israel Houghton and New Breed. Enjoy.
I am not forgotten. devil thought he had me. The devil thought he had me. Can I testify? The devil thought he had me, but then my life was over. He thought by now I'd give up. He thought by now I'd give up. The devil thought he had me, and my life was over. He thought I had no more. He thought I had no more. The devil thought he had me, but that my life was over. He thought by now I'd give up. He thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation.
For God's presence, that are hungry for God's presence, that are thirsty for God's presence, that you're willing to do whatever it takes. We got any unquenchable people in here? Minister Valencia Lacey.
Look at somebody and say, I am unquenchable. In the temple when they offered praise, giving thanks both night and day. I hope I live to see the time where we offer praise continually. Said maybe
you're waiting to to you what this means to me, that you would leave your throne above the clouds, come and talk to me. So much has been going on that I don't understand, but when the weight seems so heavy, I listen closely. I hear you say, I'll fight your battle. I hear you say, you are not alone. Oh my God, hold me close to your heart and breathe life into my soul.
Transform me. I did not know you. How deeply I need you.
How deeply I need you,
my Lord.
My Lord.
Oh, how deeply I
need you. How deeply I need you,
my Lord.
My Lord.
Like the desert needs the
rain.
I
need you.
Like every
ocean needs the stream.
I need
you. Like
every
the morning needs the sun.
I need
you, Lord.
Lord.
You are my only one.
Here is my heart. I give it, Lord. And here is my life. I lay it before you. Tell me, where else would I go? What else would I do? If I didn't know you. Oh, how deeply I need you.
How deeply I need you.
My Lord.
My Lord.
Oh, how deeply I need you.
How deeply I need you.
My Lord.
Thank you.
every day I lay down my will, and every selfish desire, and whatever it takes, Father, that's what I'll do. 'Cause we just want you. Say it with me real life.
you've drawn us together, God, here in Atlanta.
Come on, everybody, and tell him how much you need it. Tell God how much you need. How many know we can't make it without him? We need the breath of your presence. We need the anointing. Oh, we need it. Come on, everybody. Come on, lift your hands up all over the place. Tell them how much you need him. Oh, we need God. Come on and bless his name. Oh, God.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
I'm not satisfied. No, no. Where I've been, though I cried out. come, Holy Spirit.
Oh,
Thanks for joining us for this last hour of Transparency in Christ. I hope you were ushered into the presence of God, even though the music has stopped, that you will sit and spend some time with Him. Be encouraged. Don't get up. God is able to restore your marriages, able to mend those broken parts of your heart that may be hurting tonight. God is able to put all those broken pieces back together again and restore you in Him. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Join us again next week on Transparency in Christ. We will talk about marriage and how to do things according to the Word of God.